Mavis the Odom, Shmuel, Mavis the Hashem. Achleik is Rav and Shmuel. Rav Omer Mavis the Odom, Dechsev Omer Shemer, also Breke, Begum Lila, Im Kibo Yun, Bo Oyu. Ushmuel Omer Mavis the Hashem, Dechsev, Echnech Vesu Esav, Nibu Matsbuno. My Mashma. What does that pasuk mean? Kin Metagim Rav Yosef, Ichden is Balish Esav, is Galin Mat Miroyu. That when Esav plans, his hidden plans become revealed. So Rav Shmuel Machlokes had to learn Pshat and Mave, and Rav holds Mave's Odom because Pasuk says, Ishaya says that Im Teboyun Bo'oyu, Shuva Asoyu. So Bo'oyun means to ask. And the human beings are askers. This is often the Musa Shmuz that's given in the yeshivas and on the beginning of Bava Kama, is that one of the natural aspects of Basav Adam is to be a mivakesh. But in terms of being a mispalo, that one of the defining characteristics of a person is to be mispalo. Be'er advarim, that we view that the characteristics of a human being is to be a mishtadel, to do things, to accomplish. But the mahalach of Klal Yisrael is that the yishtadlos is always in tandem, or perhaps even secondary, to the tefillos of a person. But what is being communicated by the Tannaim calling a human being a mabe, they could have said Odom, Odom Abazik. They wanted to communicate this idea that the koyach of an individual through his tefillos, that the nature of a boss of a dom is to appreciate his dependence on the Ribono Shel Olam. And Shmuel says that the mave comes from the pasuk in Avadia, Novu Matzpuno, something that's hidden, and the hidden part, the hidden mazik of all the mazikim, Asia isn't hidden, Bor is not hidden, Aldam is not hidden, Shane and Karen, Regal and Sharon and Karen, the one thing that's hidden is Shane. That you don't see the teeth until the animal is about to be mazik. In explaining, in Shmuel, when he explained his limud, so he had to explain to us what the word Nivu means in the context of Avadia. So he resorted to the Targum. And he didn't say, like we would say, it says in the Targum, he didn't say that it was, thank you very much, that it was Targ Unculus, Yonus and Menuziel. He said, Kin Metargim Rav Yosef. And Tosus points out that there are several times in Shas where Rav Yosef is the Metargim. So the question is Rav Yosef the Metargim, because he happened to know Targum very, very well? That's what Tosfos says. Nakad Rav Yosef, Levisha Yaboki Betargum Sheyesh Kamen Yonei Targum. He was a Boki in Targum. What does it mean to be a Boki in Targum? So for us, we would say a person, an excellent translator. It's not possible to be a translator. You hear sometimes the person who has to translate while somebody else is speaking. So it's a talent to be able to catch the nuance of the speaker in a different language, and then to be able to transfer that nuance to a different language. So to be a metargim is a kunst. It's a skill. So if Yosef was boki tishkam and yoni tirgum, there are different ways to translate. There are chidushim in the targum. Somebody told me recently. Chumash was published, not so recently. Recently, somebody published a Chumash with a elaborated unculus. But many, many years ago, somebody published an unculus, a Chumash Rashi unculus, where all of the chidushim unculus are highlighted in a bold face. Because otherwise, you just run through unculus and it's just translating. But there are many insights when Rashi is kidatargum. So that means Rashi is pointing out there's a chiddush in Targum. So So to say Rav Yosef being Metargim means that means he was the one of the people who was very, very skilled, who understood the Chochmah being Metargim, Shish Kamen Yonei Targim. So that's what Tosva says. Can Metargim Rav Yosef? We go to the experts. Rav Yosef was the expert in Targum. Why is Tosfos going out of his way to say Rav Yosef was an expert in Targum? Because there was another, there's another approach that the Bali of Tosfos understood, and that the reason that Rav Yosef became an expert in Targum, because Rav Yosef was a Sagi Nor. And Sagi Nor is the quintessential or paradigmatic metaphor in halacha, and ad kach that it's referred to in our lashon is called loshin sagi nohar, right? Loshin sagi nohar is the way that you say euphemism, right? So the person Rachman Litzlan can't see, so he's referred to as sagi nohar, who has, he has enough light. It's a euphemism, in order to say it in a nice way. So in Chazal, if you want to use the word euphemism, there is no word for euphemism. It's called Lashon Sagi Nohar, because the original euphemism was Sagi Nohar. It's a classic euphemism. So Rav Yosef was a Sagi Nohar. Rav Yosef was a Sagi Nohar. And it had been suggested that the reason why Rav Yosef became an expert in Targum was out of necessity. Because since he was a Sagi Nohar and he couldn't read, and we have a halacha that says, Devarim shebechsav, iya Torah shai, la'oimram alpeh. We have a halacha, it comes up in Arachayim Memtes, afol gav v'kaimelon, Devarim shebechsav, iya Torah shai, la'oimram alpeh. So this Mechaber says, even though we have a halacha, nevertheless, we have leniencies. What's our leniencies? People will say Krishma without reading Krishma min haksav. They'll say Krishma bal peh. People will say the Birchas HaKoinim. Right? Most Koinim don't have a little cheat card under their talesim. Right? We get somebody to read it out to the Koyin. So that we make sure he gets it right. But it's a Dvarim Shebechsav. Parshas HaTomid. People will often say the Parshas HaTomid Baal Peh. Torahs they won't because it's not part of the school. So that's the same next time. But but since there's no school in Parshas HaTomid, people will say Baal Peh. So Shulchan Aruch says, it goes against a halacha. Devarim shebechsav iya tevashay lo oimram al peh. So Shulchan Aruch says we have a linea kula. What's the kula? Kol dover shirogil v'shogar b'fi akol. Something which everybody knows. If I spend hours and hours and hours learning Baal Peh, so apparently that doesn't count. That's not good. Right? But if everybody knows Bar Nefosh is Baal Peh, that's why that's not dover shirogil. Everybody knows. In fact, the tour, Reish Yosef writes that's why it's more complicated. No. The reason that there's a nigun for Micha Mocha, Ve'elam Hashem, the end of creation, many shuls they sing it. And because that's a pasuk. So one of the sheets we came across is the only time we say Devarim Shebechsav Iyator Shalom El Peh is when you have to be moitzi somebody. So in order not to, when the Baal Tefillah said everything Baal Peh, he had everything. Now he came to our pasuk. So that was a problem according to the Shita, because now he's being moisted people, but it's a Devarim Shebechsav. So they established a minhag that people should sing everybody sings that pasuk, right? That might be why I was thinking, that might be why there was a minhag to this day to sing Vayivin Saron. That's maybe because it's Pesukim, I don't know. To look through it, whether the Pesukim and Chumash are the ones that are more likely to be sung in Tefillah. In any event, here the Shulchan Aruch says it's Shogar Befiko. If everybody knows it Baal Peh, then it is Mutter to say it Baal Peh. knew, how many people knew Avadya? Perig Aleph Pasuk Vav Baal Peh. Right, so then when they learned Avadya, they had to learn it in Aksav. No, Rav Yosef wasn't able to learn because he couldn't learn Aksav. So the theory was that's why Rav Yosef became an expert in Targum, because he couldn't learn Aksav. He got people to translate for him, and he would listen to somebody saying the pasuk, and he would translate. He would learn the translation. So his whole learning was labbed like an art scroll library. His mind was like the shot and scene. Right? It was all he knew the entire Tanakh material. So he wanted to find out how to translate a pasuk. So Rav Yosef was the man. Right? That was his avas haTorah. Somebody else would have said, no, is that Saginor? So then, okay, but he's potter for learning. He can't learn. No, so do something else. So if Yosef was a Saginor, and he became the source for Klal Yisrael for Tirgumim. He learned everything but Tirgum. So the Taisva says he didn't think it was such an inspiring event. He didn't. Machlokes amongst the historians, amongst the Bali Taisvas, Kinemetagim of Yosef. Yosef, Taisva says, but like it appears by Alma, Levisha Yasaginor, not like everybody says, like a Gvaldig in Drosha, about the inspiration of Rav Yosef. He said, nah, that's an art school biography. That's not really what happened. Rav Yosef learned like everybody else learned. He happened to be an expert in Targum. So that's what's going on in his Taisvas. It's the story of Yosef, this inspiring, iconic event and person that was Mizgaber, or Taisvus was a little bit more skeptical and cynical and saying, no, that's not what happened. So that's what this Taisvus is saying. How does the story end? He says, Taisvus says that's incorrect, right? So Taisha says, why does he say that the story is incorrect? Because the story got the halacha incorrect. Because according to the story, Rav Yosef, being a Saginor, wasn't allowed to learn Minaksav. He says that's wrong. Because Mishum Eis Lasois Lashem, the Shori, the Ein Lacha Eis Lasois Godol Mizeh. Because the Gemara in Gittin says that Chazal were Mekel and allowed the recording of Teresh of Achsav outside of a klaf. They allowed the Sifra de Avtarta. Chazal gave certain kulas and allowed us to learn Teresh of Achsav Sheloi Min Achsav and allowed us to learn Teresh of Alpeh Min Achsav. Why? Because Ace Lasais and Feris Arasach. This is the classic situation. And we applied this pasuk, and it's always ever since then. It's been a source of conflict for Klal Yisrael. When do we apply Ace Lasais Hashem, and that allows us to be Mekel? So the Chazal understood that if we would not allow the recording of Teresh Shaval Peh, even though Devarim Shaval Peh Iyata Rishay La Oimer Min Aksav. So then, Tishtakach Torah Yisrael. So Chazal, Rebuta Nasi, who Beis Dinai permitted the recording of Mishnah. And then later on, either it was a new Gzeira or it was based on the old Gzeira, they allowed the recording of Gemara. So Tosva says, you see, that Eis La'Sois La'Shem, so for that Rav Yosef, for that Jew would not be able to learn Torah, that's also an Eis La'Sois La'Shem. So you see that this din of Devarim Shebechsav Iyatar Rashay Lo Oimer Malpeh and Devarim Shebalpeh Iyatar Rashay Lo Oimer Malchsav Chazal Vermekel for Eis Lasois Lashem Ve'ein Lacha Eis Lasois Lashem Godol Mizeh. He says then that a Jew should be able to learn Torah, otherwise he has no access to Torah. Ein lecha eisa tzitzgona mizeh. So therefore, Tosfos says the story could not be a true story because it's shelo kedin. All right. However, we know that the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Tesvav, Tosfos says over there. Says it in Tumura also, but let's get over there in Kuf Tesvav. The Gemara wants to bring a raya that Devorim Shebichsav Iya Torah Shalom Omer Malpeh. And the Gemara says, I'll bring you Raya, Kidim et Targim Rabbi Yosef. Like Rabbi Yosef was a Baki in Tirgum. So Tosfos over here, it's not saying Kidim Omer Alma. That was a Machlekes. What's this? Machlekes. Bali at Tosfos. It was a Machlekes in Din. Our Tosfos rejects the story because it goes connected to Din. But if you accept the story, that means that you accept that halacha. Esagi Nohar is not allowed to read Valpeh. Tosfos makes the point over here that the Iser of Devarim Shebichsav Iya Torah Shaila Omer Malpeh only applies to Lashon HaKodesh. Only applies to the text as we have it. It does not apply to a translation. So how are we going to prove that? Well, because of Yosef. He was Mitargim Balfeh. So in order for that to be a Raya, it means that this Tosfos understands that Rav Yosef would not be allowed to discuss Divrei Torah and discuss Pesukim. He had to do it through Tirgum. All right. So you see from this Tosfos that this Tosfos did accept the story that our Tosfos rejects. All right. So Yotze Mikolze. We have a reference in our Gemara. Our Gemara says, "Can Metargim Rav Yosef." Tosfos wants to explain that whenever the Gemara says "Kidim Betargim Rav Yosef," so there was a discussion amongst the Rishonim exactly what happened with Rav Yosef. So one approach had Rav Yosef became an expert in Tirgum because he was not allowed; he was a Saginor and could not discuss Torah the Psukim. Because that would be discussing psuke and baal peh, and that's against the din. So he had to do tirgum, became an expert in tirgum. And our Tosfos says incorrect din. Rav Yosef, the din is correct, but we would allow Rav Yosef to learn baal peh because eis la sos la shem may favor usarisecha. And the reason he became an expert because that was his. One of the area of expertise, but not minat tzerech, not because it was a din required. But how do we know that the Balei Tosfos, that our Tosfos is not universally accepted? Because the Balei Tosfos and Shabbos, when they bring a proof that the rule of eis la'sois, the rule of devarim shebichsav iya tevashalom mafeh, to bring a raya that it does not apply to the translation, only applies to the text itself. They say, because Rav Yosef did Tirgum, our Tosfos would say, that's not a Raya. Rav Yosef did Tirgum, he did Torah Shebichsav also. That Tosfos holds, Rav Yosef only did Tirgum. He could not do Torah Shebichsav. We wouldn't be allowed to. Alright? So you see it's a Machlokes. Right? Machlokes Balei Tosfos. Correct? Many of the Rosh Hashivas, probably just to give a break a little bit in the Nezikin, so they give a shiur on Devarim Shebichsav Iya Torah Shebichsav at this point in Bava Kamma. So many 4 weeks obviously into the Zman, a little bit of a headspace away from Hezek, from Rashi and the Rif and the Biskarov and told us in Avos. So whenever there's a short shiur, they give a shiur on this Rav Yosef. All right, so we understand how we get to this issue. All right, anything not clear?
because he was blind and like had it all on his fingertips? That's what I asked him.
By Targum, the by Targum, he could everything in a street. Right, but again, the point is not the details of Rav Yosef's story. The point is what Tosfos does with the story. Right, you know, the story itself is not so important for us right now. Question is how Tosfos interpreted the event. So once some Balei Tosfos said this event happened because of a halacha, Rav Yosef was forced to do Targum because it was usher for him to discuss Psukim, because it would end up being Devarim Shebichsav and Devarim Shebichsav and Nemar Malpeh. And our Tosfos is dismissive. Right? Nice story, it never happened, whatever. But he's dismissive. He said, no. But our Tosfos didn't just dismiss it, he just blew it off. It never happened. He said it couldn't have happened. Because Rav Yosef would know better, because that's not the halacha. The halacha is Rav Yosef and Sagara is allowed to say Devarim Shebichsav Baal Peh. So from there, Machlokes, we have a machloikas in din. Right? It was a machloikas in the story, but it's really a machloikas in din. Everybody held the Devarim Shebichsav Iya Tereshelim Al Peh. And machloikas Bali Tosfos, whether the principle of Eis LaSois LaShem Heferu Serasecha would be matir a private individual Sagi Nohar to learn to violate this din. Was that a cool in the din? Good. Beryl.
No, answer my question.
Good, okay. Neil.
Even according to our Tosfos,
yeah,
he still could have been a Sagi Nohar.
Yeah, no. He was known to be a Sagi Nohar. That comes up several times. The Gemara talks about him that he took ill and forgot all of his learning, and then later on, he gained a lot of his learning back. Right? Now Tosfos is not questioning that he was a Sagi Nohar. The question is whether it's correct that a Sagi Nohar can't learn min a Teresh Vasav min a Ksav. Can't learn. Whether Chazal or Meklana. Question is, what is the basis for this machlokes? What's the machlokes in din? Tosfos and Temura, in discussing Dvar Shebichsav Iya Torah Shelo Omrim Al Peh, Vim Toimar Hechi Ka'amrinon Mizmurim Al Peh. How do we say Shilamalo is Mimamakum Kresicha? We'll say Baal Peh. Hapsukit is Imra. They would say Halal, they would say Al Peh. Vyesh Loimar, the Ein Lahakbid Rakmasha Kosuba Chumish. Still, that doesn't help us at all. Why? Because when we get to the end of Sukit is Imra, Hechi Kirinin Vyesha. And Kriya Shema, people say Baal Peh. V'yesh loymar de'ein lahakvin elo b'dover shemoytze acher v'yedei chayvoson. And that's the fact that Mishnah Berurah quotes that for Shem the Vilna Goyin. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to adopt that position, certainly if you can be mitzarifit to with some, one of the other kulas. There are numerous kulas. Shulchan Aruch paskins one kula. That if it's shogir b'feh, and that's the one that we usually adopt and allow. That's one kula. Another kula is tirchan etzibur. What's tirchan etzibur? Misha deresh v'rav nishmi writes. V'arbe psukim shevetar v'koshel l'chapes v'chosho b'chumash. A person is giving a drosh, is quoting psukim. So Mishnah Berurah says he should read everything min haksav from the Chumash. No, but sometimes they call it atzibur efshe yesh lahakel. The Mishnah Berurah says that we are Mekel in Kriya Shema Birchas Koinim and Parshas Atomim. Kosev Amog and Avram, look in the Beis Yosef, and you'll see that there are numerous reasons that are given for these three exceptions. Right? Shogav Befiv, you're not being Moitzi Eser Rabim. So he says, but since there are so there are several other reasons as well, he says, therefore one should try not to be Soymech. Shaloi Loimar Shum Domer Baal Peh, except for these. Chavis Yor, people say Tilim Baal Peh. So he says, well, Tilim is not really learning. Tilim is being said B'Torah Tefillah. What's it B'Torah? That's one of the explanations given for Halal and Mizmarim. That if it's B'Torah Tefillah, not B'Torah learning, then it's Mutter. Right? His covered at Tzibur Tesh Rishonim. So Allah Lamasa, we have the din, we have several kulas. What's the basis for the din? The Tesh Rishonim quotes by Halal, Eine Ela Divrei Shevach Vayidoyi Ba'olma. So the Mishnah Berurah says we have all these different reasons. We don't know which reason is the right reason. So since we have all these reasons, it's very hard for us to say how to expand it. Are we going to expand every single parsha that said B'Teres Divrei Shevach? Are you going to expand only those that are Shogav B'Fiv? Are you going to expand if we're not being Moitzis at Tzibur? So we try as much as possible not to overextend the kulas. As much as possible, try to write out, or at least read at least Minaksav. Go ahead, Zev.
Why are these kulas mutually exclusive? Meaning that the Mishnah Berurah thinks that because there's so many different possible reasons between Nagel, we shouldn't go with one.
There's Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofris. Tfilas v'Shevach. Why are they mutually exclusive? Because if you have several, if any one reason could be a reason to be Mekel, so then you don't need the other reason. Now, there's, why is it they're Mekel and Kriya Shema? So, if it's Shogav B'Fiv, then we don't have a basis to say that it's Derech Tefillah. And let me be clear. The Rishonim explain a practice. Right? There was a practice. Kriya Shema, Birchas Koyanim. So now you have to explain how did that practice become practice. So once I've explained it with any one reason, I don't have a basis to be Mekel for the other reason.
Okay, it can't be that it's a combination of the reasons. And
well, then you're in a tighter corner, because then you'll only be Mekel when you have all those reasons together. Right.
Okay. Or you could say that. Or you could say that it just happens to be that this is one of those things. That
right.
One
but that. So that's. Then you have a big sofek. You have a sofek. What to do with this?
Okay.
You have a sofek. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Now again, Halach Lamai says Shulchan Aruch took a position. He took the Shogav B'Fiv approach. So if you go with Shulchan Aruch, right?
Yeah.
Go with Shulchan Aruch. So then you would say if you only go with Maran, okay, then you would say that part of tefillah is not a kula, and you would say that being moitzi other people, not being moitzi other people, that wasn't the reason. Only Shogav B'Fiv, right? So that would be an approach. That's Shulchan Aruch Paskin that way. Mishnah Berurah is being more machmer than Shulchan Aruch, and he's saying that since it's written in Beis Yosef, quotes all of these reasons, he didn't say it. So also you should be careful. Halacha l'maisa, we do often go down the road you're suggesting, right? In other words, halacha l'maisa, a speaker, if he's going to have a hard time finding, and Mishnah says, Mishnah Mekavet at Tzibur, we will we will accept other kulas. So it's not chad v'chalak. It's l'chad chila. We shouldn't extend the kulas. Right? So again, for example, when do we extend it? Many people say kiddush shalom and aksav. Bechul shalom aris. Right? Why? Because it's same shachon aruch. Shogav b'fiv. Right? Even though the Mishnah might say, but that's not derech tefillah. That's not know that. Okay, Beryl.
It's also
mutzi
other people. It's assuming the kiddush is mutzi other people. That goes against this tosos right here.
Yeah.
This tosos, you couldn't say kiddush.
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct.
The second part of
Kiyuv, or Kiddush? No, but Shulchan Aruch would allow that, so, because he says Shogu B'Fiv.
Zev? The second part of Kiyuv.
So that's what Beryl's being open about that. It's you could say it's not part of the Chiyuv of Kiddush. Yeah. But Beryl would say, but there is a reason to say it. Everybody, in other words, it's not the Chiyuv of Kiddush, so, but there's called the Chiyuv of the Minig to be made Edus.
And that's considered Motzi.
Hard to tell.
Then what other psukim would you consider being
moitzi? When else would be moitzi the psukim? So let's say Malchus Achanes Asharfus, that's where we're, there the Shliach Tiber could be might. That would be a situation.
I thought
the
was talking specifically about
like
Kiddush. Well, that's what
I was talking. Who?
Who?
No. Malchus Achanes Asharfus. No, I don't think so. Because Mikir Adin. The Iker Adin, there isn't there aren't any psukim that are etzim chiv of Kiddush. Even Shabbos morning, the etzim chiv of Kiddush is a bar pegafa. Good. What is the basis for the din? All right, we have a din. Devarim shevachsav iyatar shalom apav. We have numerous kulas halacha lamaisa. Why is it also to begin with? So in the Rishonim we have two sources. One is the Ritva in Gitin that says that it's also because people make mistakes. People will not be fully aware of some of the nuances, because it'll end up not being as sensitive as you should be to the psukim. The lashon of the Beis Yosef, when he quotes this, the ikam mila tuba de midrashay mitoy chaksav, kigon yeseris v'chaseris, v'kriva like siv, v'amrit lu alpeh botzilu. Beis Yosef says a little bit sharper, but it's a similar idea. Right? Is it that we won't get the pasuk right? So that's not the pasuk that Baruch Hu gave us. Or a little bit sharper is that in the pasuk there are many different ideas that are embedded in the pasuk, and we'll miss anything that's embedded. Right? There's a choser vav, so you'll miss it.
You won't hear it anyways.
You won't hear it anyways. So if you're doing it,
myself.
Yeah, right. Well, you're anyways, right? But you'll see it if it's minaksav, right? At least the one who's being moitzi will have that. Might hold on for a moment, Elie, okay? And various ideas that are b'chol levavacha. Shtei Yisris, so you see it, so remember. And the Tov Zishonim quotes Xeris HaKosa. That's what it sounds like. Tosas' first lashon is mitzvah amuvchor lekrois oisoy shebichsav v'shevalpeh balpeh. So That line in Tosfos sounds like that's not necessarily a din. Correct? Mizan Amuvchor. It's a good hanhoga. And the Birkas of Rome suggests that that's why apparently the Rambam is mashmit this din. He suggests that since it's a hanhoga tova, not a din, so that's why the Rambam didn't record it. Again, we paskin otherwise. We paskin, Shulchan Aruch says it is a din. It did with many coolers, but it's a din. The Vorm Shevach Sav. It would also seem like the fact that the Gemara quotes, Eisla Soisla Shem, Heifeiru Serasecha, that that's an indication that it's a din. Otherwise, it was just an anhoga taiva, mitzvah mufchor. It's hard to imagine that Chazal would quote a pasuk Eis La'Sois La'Shem. You can argue, obviously, you can argue with that, but that's in the mashmos of the way the Mechaber understood. However, one of the Balei Tosfos quotes that it thinks it could be part of the darshan from a pasuk. The Ritva is very clear, and the Beis Reis is very clear that it's because we're going to miss things. Time of Mishum, Dikim Mili Tuva. So that would sound like it's a Drabbanon. Chazal Mesakin Adin. Alright? So Chazal Mesakin Adin. And then Chazal established many, many kulas. Kulas, for example, if it's going to be a Tircha Netzibura. Alright? Kulas, a kulam for a Saginar. And that's what L'chor Tosfos is saying. He's saying it's L'ola Das that Chazal should say Eis La'Sois La'Shem Efeiru Serasecha, and because of their concern for accuracy, then they would end up saying that Asaginor couldn't learn the next Sav. So that's the and the but the Balei Tosfos and Yuma have another suggestion. It says Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Kesov Luchos Adar Me'ela Ki Al Tepi Adar Me'ela Karasi Yitcha Bris Ves Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "Al pi advar me'elo keitzad, devarim shebechsav iya tavashela emer malpeh, devarim shuapeh tavashela emer bechsav." So that sounds like then they rise. So it's not just a question of accuracy. It could be. You could still argue it's Deiraisa, and the Ritva is giving a Tam and Dekra. Well, the Ritva would explain if he's just giving a Tam and Dekra. So based on this Pasuk, and based on this Gemara, and the Tosfos quotes this Gemara, the Brisker Rav explained the following. He explained that the basis for this din, of Devarim Shevach Sav, Iyat Tamashalem Rapeh, Devarim Shal Peh Iyata Mishael Om Menachsav, is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah intentionally in two separate formats. He calls it the Tzuras HaTorah. And since the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah Shebechsav, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it to maintain itself as the Torah Shebechsav. It was part of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's design is to have a Torah Shebechsav that would not be significantly dependent on a Mesorah, and a Torah Shebaal Peh that would be entirely dependent on a Mesorah. And again, you could darshan this in many, many different ways. You could say what is probably correct, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted a certain balance between the autonomy of a Talmud and the dependence of a Rebbe of a Talmud. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu constructed a Torah that provides for both. Or you could say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, along the lines of the Ramban, wanted to create a structure and then allow that structure to be interpretable for different times and different situations. You can give many different understandings of why the Baruch Hu would have done this. However, it could be that Istalkav Eraisu Bar Alma, that that's part of the nature of a human being, that he needs a certain platform, and then he needs to be able to be creative with the platform. Whatever it is, again, Harbe Ponim La Torah. But Achrei Kechleis HaKol, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah in two forms. Right? He gave the Ovois of Hezek in Torah Shebachsav, and he gave Chatz Nezek Tshuris in Torah Shebalpeh. So he gave Uchsavtom Torah Shebachsav, and gave the halachas of the blackness and the cubeness of the tefillin in Torah Shebalpeh. How everyone understand it. Kachi Advar. So the Ritzva says, yeah, and therefore we have a Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebalpeh. And Chazal insisted that we try to keep the Torah Shebachsav Minaksav for accuracy purposes, for being aware of the Iseres and the Chaseres, and to keep the Torah Shebalpeh Balpeh, maybe. We could speculate in order to make sure that everybody learns from a Rebbe. Moshel Lamal Dovidoyme, Kabbalah. Right? Kabbalah is, by its very nature, by its very name, can only be learned from a person who is a Mekubal. Right? By its very name, somebody who is Mekabal, from somebody else. So if a person, virtually impossible to learn Kabbalah without having some kind of initiation from somebody. So that's the Ritva's Mahalach. And the Briskerov suggests that when the Bali Atosos quote this pasuk, they understood this pasuk not to be an asmachta like the Ritva. They understood this to be, and then they raisa. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu was insistent that in the study of Torah that we would maintain the Surah, which Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. Now, we could suggest that is the Machlokes Bali Tosfos. We could suggest that the Bali Tosfos would say that Rav Yosef was clearly permissible for Rav Yosef to study Torah. They understood that the Eisla Soisla Hashem Meferu Sarasecha is not this powerful move the Rabbanon is saying a feru sarasecha, we're going to change a huge din. This is Chazal saying in this particular case, b'mokim sala goes with a Rabbanon. So it's impossible to assume that the Ritva, that if Chazal made a din like the Ritva says, out of concern for accuracy, that we would say an asangi nor can't learn. So therefore it has to be that Chazal made many kulas, made kulas for tirchad tzibur. They allowed for shogur b'fiv. Maybe not when it's b'derech tefillah, because not b'derech limud. So their accuracy is not so important there. So there are many kulas Chazal made. Meidach, if you say to din dei raisa. So Eisla Soisla Hashem Eferu Sarasecha is Chazal has to be an extremely weighty concern. So then I don't know. Tzorachiyin. If Chazal would say for an individual Saginor who could learn Torah, albeit with great difficulty, from other people, where the Chazal would say that that's the license, Chazal got a basin together to say that we're afraid she'dilma tishtakek Torah miYisrael, if we're not going to allow the Torah Shabbat Pet to be recorded. So it has to be something on that level. So people won't be able to daven biyachidus if we don't allow them to say psuka de zimra after they get good at it. People won't be able to the nusach tefillah as the anshe knesset dole envision is not going to be able to make it unless we have certain kulas. All right. So it's conceivable. I can't prove this. That's the machlokes Bali HaToisus. It's conceivable that the machlokes Bali HaToisus is when do we apply Eis La'asoyis HaMeferis HaRezecha? Whether a Saginor is taka a situation Eis La'asoyis HaShem. I find different Lashonis in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say Eis La'asoyis in order to be Mekan HaShem Shemayim, in order to accomplish important things. So that would allow for Saginor also. And the Aguda writes, Eis La'asoyis HaShem is only when it's, I wouldn't say only, he writes as Kidei Shetishtakeh Torah Yisrael, so then we wouldn't allow. It could be. You can't say either way. Hayyotzim Mikolzeh. You're right? Hayyotzim Mikolzeh. So what did we learn today? We came up with a tosis, a little bit of a lighter topic than Hezek. Devarim Shevachsav, Iyat Torah Shalem Rapeh. So first we pointed out that this is Halacha L'maisa, Arachayim, Simon Memtes, with always have to make a cheshbon. There are many kulas. They have to make a cheshbon. A person has a pasuk. Can you read a pasuk? Or do you have to read it minachsav? Pashtus, you always read minachsav. Again, unless shogeh befi akol, maybe shogeh befiv. Lots of different possibilities. Or derech tefila. Good. Then we pointed out that the Bali HaToisves have a machloikis in din of whether Chazal were makel for a Saginor. That machloikis in din played itself out in how to understand the event of Rav Yosef being a Metargim. What is that machloikis based on? So we went a little bit deeper to the sugya and pointed out that there's a machloikis we've shown him. So how do we come to the din of the Varm Shevachsav Iyat Torah Shalem Rav Peh? Ritzva, accuracy. L'chayra Tosfos says, Kacha din de Raisa. So we said that you could explain the Machlekes Baliya Tosfos either as being, as arguing out whether the Yesoida din is a de Raisa de Rabbanon, and therefore whether there's room to be makel for a Saginor because when Mokim Tzalim goes away Rabbanon. Or you could argue that everybody holds this Rabbanon, or everybody holds it Deiraisa. And they're arguing whether Eis La'asoyis La'Hashem applies to an individual. The Nias Daiti, the one thing that would be hard to say is that it's a din de Rabbanon, and that the Rabbali Tosel hold that we would not be makel for Saginor. Because when Mokim Tzalim, that's a din. That it's then we went one step deeper and said, if it's a din they raisa, what's the getter adin? So that's what the Brisker Rebbe explained. The getter adin is the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, I have that my nesina satorah in two different formats, then those two formats should be maintained and observed. One can further argue that the various kulas are just different interpretations of how to maintain the format of Torah Shebichsav. One could argue that only if you are being moitzi the tzivur, then it looks like you're teaching the tzivur. But if you're learning it privately, no. So that doesn't change the format which the Torah was given. One could argue that if you're using a pasuk in the context of davening, because Baruch Hu was talking about learning Torah, teaching Torah, not using a pasuk as a form of davening, that doesn't change the form which the Torah is given. Right? So one could interpret some of the kulas as being a machlokes in what situation am I would saying the pasuk bal peh be undermining the tzuras haTorah which the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. Where is the Brisker Rav recorded? I think in the Pirush Chumash, but you can most easily find it in the Birkas Avraham on this sugya, in the second edition of Bava Kamma, not the first. I was just at the back. It's all in volume. Okay, good. The break from Hezek is over.